Welcome to the Shaping Portsmouth podcast. Shaping Portsmouth is a collaboration of key Portsmouth businesses, transforming Portsmouth together.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of the Shaping Portsmouth podcast. It's a very special week, National Apprenticeship Week, and we have an amazing group of apprentices here to share a little bit about themselves and their apprenticeship journey with us. So let's make a start. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Yeah. So my name is Katie House, and I did a business administration apprenticeship for Specsavers. I did actually pass that in May this year. And yeah, that's a bit about me.
Amazing. Thank you, Katie. Welcome.
My name's Jake. I'm a project management degree apprentice at KBS Maritime. I started a couple of months ago, so I'm quite new to this, but I'm having a really good time so far.
Excellent. Thank you, Jake.
Hi, I'm Lauren, and I work for Portsmouth City Council, and I'm doing a building surveying apprenticeship.
Wow, amazing. Thank you so much for being here and joining me. We've had a little chat before we started. This is everyone's first podcast. So it's exciting for you to be here talking about your apprenticeship journey with us. So this week is all about shining a light on apprenticeships and the value that they have to you as individuals, to businesses and to the local economy. I wonder if we could just start. So tell me a little bit about your apprenticeship journey. Katie, I'm going to come to you first.
So this wasn't actually the first apprenticeship that I did.
Okay.
This was actually my fourth apprenticeship. So I kind of knew what was expected and what needed to be done. But it was my foot in the door. So I'd come from stores and I was trying to get into like the corporate environment. And it was the entry level that I needed to kind of build my skills and develop from there. Okay. So since then, it's been quite a whirlwind, 18 months. It's been a very busy last 6 months, but it's definitely worth it. And my name is out there now, so it's good.
Great. So it's been a really great tool for you to
definitely.
Be able to get to where you want
to
be.
Yeah, without it, I wouldn't be where I was. I'd still be kind of stuck.
So what's been happening in the last 6 months to make it so busy?
So I finished, obviously, my apprenticeship. Got the level there. I then changed job role. So I was doing administration, but I've now stepped into a coach role. So I'm now coaching the future generation in Specsavers. I've been partaking in a forum for Specsavers where I'm talking to very, you know, big leaders in the company, giving ideas kind of how they can improve, whether that's store and corporate. I was nominated and I did win Apprentice of the Year at the National Apprenticeship
Congratulations.
Awards. So that was quite a big thing. I did cry and Ben Shepherd did have to dry my tears. And then I've just done AET training as well to be a coach. So it's been quite busy. I am ready to just work for a little bit now, but yeah, it's been amazing and I couldn't have done it without the apprenticeship.
Yeah, I was going to say, it sounds like that opened the door for you, really.
Absolutely.
For all those other things.
Yeah, and it's now so our lead of Specsavers is obviously the Perkins family, and an email come out the other day where John Perkins actually named me as a congratulations.
Wow.
So it's quite big that like the CEO of Specsavers actually knows who I am. So yeah, it's been absolutely brilliant.
Well, that's testament to your hard work, really.
Yeah.
Katie, and your kind of work ethic. But how lovely that you can kind of think about that apprenticeship being that door that opened up those opportunities for you.
Yeah, definitely.
Amazing. And what about you, Jake? So you've just started.
Yeah, so I went through the typical college university route originally.
Okay.
To the point that I travelled up and down the country looking at different unis. And I sort of got to maybe early November time last year and decided I don't fancy following that route.
Mm-hmm.
Had a look into it and degree apprenticeships was something that was really highlighted to me, and it looked like a brilliant opportunity to just develop myself as a person and career-wise, just get straight into working and still have the chance to study and further my educational skills as well.
Amazing. Because we kind of sometimes, I remember, I mean, a little while ago now when I was at college, but you feel a little bit like you're kind of forced down a certain route.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you don't, sometimes that route doesn't fit everybody, does it?
Yeah, I definitely did notice at college that they sort of try and push you towards a certain direction. But university just wasn't for me, in all honesty.
Yeah. And who was it that highlighted this route to you?
I'd actually just seen it over social media, so okay. Those sort of things started coming up. Started looking more into it, and obviously, as it happens, it just keeps on coming up and up and up. So
it spoke to you.
Yeah, it really did. Right. Yeah.
And you're enjoying it so far?
100%. I've got an amazing team around me at work. Yeah. Everyone's really like open to helping. They've got such a depth of knowledge, all of them. They're so like brilliant. They're on it. Any questions that I have, they're always happy to answer.
Great. It's so amazing that however it found you, but like it sounds like a really positive place that you're in at the moment.
Yeah, it absolutely is.
Amazing.
So a little bit of background about me. So I did go to uni and I did fashion. So I've got an art degree and I then decided to travel to Australia. So I stayed there for about 4.5 years, came back a couple years ago. And when I came back, I just decided that I'd like to change my career path completely. And I saw this opportunity come up with Portsmouth Council. It's a level 3, so it's a shorter duration program compared to degree level, level 6. So, so I've been doing that for the last couple of years. So that's building surveying. So working in the council stock with all of our properties, etc., and going out and doing surveys. And I've learned a lot since I've started, where it was a completely new industry for me. So that's been really interesting. And I am going to complete my course next May.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah.
And what's the kind of plan after that? Do you know?
Well, yeah. I mean, the plan after that, so it's quite a varied and broad industry to go into. Mm-hmm. And I know Katie was saying to me before we came on for recording the podcast, how varied Specsavers can be. And it's the same for building surveying and also working for the council. There's so many doors that can open for you, and you can go into, you know, whatever you like within reason. There's no stopping if you wanted to pursue something. So for me, at the moment, I'm in the building safety team. So again, that's got lots of opportunities that I could go into and stay working for the council as well, and sort of progress and work my way up, really. And yeah, the opportunities can be endless. So
like we said, it's just having that kind of that opportunity. It opens doors, doesn't it?
Really
you've
does.
Got the experience. And you can prove that you have all of this work experience in a company, and you've also got your qualification as well. Yeah. So it seems like the best of both worlds.
It really is. And I know I was having a conversation about this with someone else fairly recently. And with my program that I'm doing, you can be put onto sort of different training certificates or courses. So for me, I've done a fire safety course. I've done various other courses that you can go on to, which again all helps for your knowledge and competency and taking it further if you wanted to, you know, and sort of grow from there, really.
Amazing. It's so lovely to hear that you all have such positive experiences. I wonder, in this kind of this week that this podcast will be released, National Apprenticeship Week, we have the apprenticeship bus in Portsmouth. I wonder, have any of you been on the bus already?
Katie and I met earlier this year, didn't we?
We did,
okay. So how did you find that experience, Katie?
I loved it. So I did all 3 days. The first day, I was a bit nervous. It was like, all these new people. But I met amazing people, Lauren included. It was great just to listen to everyone's experiences and what they're doing, but also chat to all these up and coming like students about it. I was saying earlier about apprenticeships. When I left school, I had this stigma of you did apprenticeships if like you didn't get the qualifications for A levels and university, whereas now there's so much more. They give you that practical experience, they give you the on-the-job learning, you know, you're getting a qualification, whether that's A-level equivalent or degree level, while earning as well, which is it's a lot of driven now, a lot of younger generation, they're like, I want to earn.
100%.
Well, earning while you learn, it just seems like such a great way to do it.
Yeah, absolutely.
So tell me a little bit, for people that don't know about the apprenticeship bus, like what actually happens? Maybe Lauren, you can explain that for us.
Yeah, okay, so it goes over 3 days.
Yes.
And you go round Portsmouth and visit the local schools and you talk to kids, so I think you're in year 10.
Yes.
Yeah. And you basically just talk about your experience, your apprenticeship that you're doing, what you've learned, and basically sort of try and sell that idea to the, you know, the kids that you're visiting and trying to sort of communicate what that looks like. And, you know, there's no one set path that you can go down or you should go down. It is varied for everyone. And like, my experience is different to Katie's and to Jake's. So everyone's got their own path. But and that's it, basically, just going around. So I did one day earlier this year.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was lovely speaking to the kids, well, the year 10 students, I should say, at the schools and seeing what they envisioned and what they want to do. So it was quite varied,
yeah.
Especially for when I look at myself when I was their age and, you know, it's a lot different now to what I would have sort of thought at their age as well.
Sure. Yeah. And a bit like you were saying, Jake, you didn't know about it, so it's that awareness, isn't it?
Yeah.
And just letting young people know that there are opportunities there and they are open to everybody. It might just plant that little seed in someone's mind where they think, oh, okay, maybe this feels a little bit more like me. Because if you don't want to go sort of a traditional academic route and go to university, then you might just feel like, well, where does that leave me? Like, what are the opportunities?
And it really is just a lack of information. You know, a lot of these students will go through school just not having anything related to apprenticeships. They won't be, you know, aware of what options are available to them. So something like the apprenticeship bus, it is a really good opportunity to present that to these students.
So it'll be your first year.
I'm looking forward to it.
February next week. And I guess, like, you're exactly the sort of person that you're talking about, aren't you? So you're creating this opportunity for yourself and being that person that maybe you needed.
Yeah, absolutely. It's, you know, it's a good opportunity to meet with like-minded individuals. And if I can get that point across to students that they don't have to go through that traditional college, university route, that would be really great. You know, for a lot of these people, maybe that's not what they have in mind, but they don't know where to look.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like such a kind of celebration about everything apprenticeships are about. And I know you said, Katie, you actually felt like greater connection to actual apprentices in the city.
Yeah, definitely. I think in the end, we went to about 10 schools. I think it was like 900 students that we ended up talking to. I am an apprenticeship ambassador as well, so I'm still trying to like strive to talk to different schools or going back to my old schools and colleges to just get it out there, because you don't, you know, you can sit English and maths alongside it as well. So there's no need to kind of have that stress if you're coming out of school and you haven't quite got those qualifications. You can support them through that as well. So it's brilliant.
Well, I am excited to see this apprenticeship bus next year. I know there's a lot of local businesses that are here to support and to celebrate apprenticeships. I mean, they're so good for our local economy, like, you know, in your own career development, but also in our business community. It's a really, really positive thing. I'm just thinking on one of the themes for Apprenticeship Week is about kind of skills for life and like what skills you've learned through your apprenticeship journey. So I just wondered if you could share a skill that you've learned for life. I'm going to start over here with Lauren.
With me.
Yes.
Perfect. I would say the biggest one I can think off the top of my head would be communicating and speaking to people, because a big part of my role in my apprenticeship is going out, visiting residents and talking to them and visiting their homes. And that's such a personal experience. So, and one that I've not been exposed to before, you know, doing this job. So, and just talking to different people and sort of understanding, you know, what their situation is, and everyone's so different and really interesting. I meet lots of interesting people. So, yeah.
Communication is such an important tool, isn't it? In any job, in your professional life, in your personal life. I think if you can meet someone and have that kind of like awareness and empathy and listen, you know, I think a big part about communication is also listening, isn't it? And understanding someone as well as being like ready and able to speak. Yeah. So I think that's a great skill for life, Lauren. Thank you. Jake, what about you?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, as I mentioned earlier, there's so many people in my team that I can rely upon. So collaboration is one of those that's really up there for me. As a project manager, you have to rely on so many different people. You have to get bits of information from so many different people. And being able to collaborate effectively and efficiently is genuinely one of the most important things you can have. I've really learned that, you know, over the last couple of months working. It's just, you know, it's become so clear to me who does what and how important they really are to you and your job.
Yeah, collaboration is key, isn't it? And I think with that, it's just that understanding that, like, you can't do it alone and you're not going to know everything.
Yeah.
And I think there's something really important about just being able to kind of recognise that and, like, ask for help, but ask the right people for help and kind of work together.
Yeah, I mean, like, of course, I'm still learning. I'm fresh out, you know, of college. I'm right at, just at the doorstep at the moment. So, you know, to come in and have those people that are happy to help my development, that's really crucial.
Yeah, it's amazing that you can recognise that, Jake. Thank you. What about you, Katie?
I think for me, it's confidence. So if you'd have said to me 18 months, 2 years ago that I'd be doing a podcast or I would have spoken to apprentices or done any of the things I've done, I would have been like, absolutely not. That's not me. What are you talking about? I will now, if I'm at a work event, I will go up to anyone and I talk to them and ask them questions about kind of what they're doing and how they got to their role, because I'm so curious about everything. It's definitely, it's changed my thought process. Like I say, 2 years ago when I was in store, if they'd said, do you want to do a podcast? I would have been like, oh gosh, absolutely not. I don't know about that. But here I am now just trying to encourage everyone else, and the confidence in me has just grown.
Oh, it's lovely to see that. And I can really feel that. I can feel that from all of you. And it's not an easy thing to just on a Monday morning just come onto a podcast. But I'm always a big believer in just sort of say yes and then work backwards.
Yeah, that's what
and
I
if
do.
Your comfort zone has stretched even an inch today by doing this, then that feeling starts to become a little bit more normal.
Yeah,
and
then
it just true.
It keeps getting bigger from there. So we've got communication, we've got collaboration, and we've got confidence.
Yes.
Three C's. And you said another word which I thought was great, which is curiosity.
Yeah.
And I think that is, it's so important just to be curious.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
You were all curious enough to explore perhaps a slightly different path, which was amazing. And it sounds like you're all really enjoying that.
Yeah.
So they are absolutely great skills for life. Thank you for sharing those with everyone. We're kind of coming to the end now, but before we go, I just wondered if there's anyone listening to this or anyone that hears it, there could be parents listening to this. What's your final thought or the thing that you want to share about apprenticeships? It could be anything.
I mean, it's really such an ideal option. You know, earn as you learn is the perfect motto for it. You know, you're surrounded by really amazing people, you're getting that money in your bank account at the end of every month, and just in terms of development as a person, you know, at work, at school, all of it, it's really like top tier. You know, if you're
that's not a great review, Jake. top tier.
If you're not quite looking for the traditional route, and you know, a lot of the time that is sort of forced down your throat is go to uni, get a degree.
Yeah,
I'm still getting a degree. So I'm able to work, I'm able to meet really good people, have a good time at work. I definitely don't dread getting up in the morning. And at the same time, I'm still going to university every week and studying and getting to develop myself in that sense.
Amazing.
Well.
And just one thing we'll say, there is no issue with anyone that wants to go down a traditional
route. No. Like, if that's the route that works, then
exactly. Works. And it's really important just to note that, like, however someone wants to kind of further themselves, develop themselves, and to enter the world of work, like, all of the routes are there for a reason. And we just can't help be passionate about apprenticeships here, can we?
As a slight bias.
But it's really important to note that. Katie, how about you? What would you like to say about apprenticeships?
I think it's like it was for me, it's the foot in the door. So many jobs that you apply for now, they want experience, or they want you to know this, but you can't gain experience if you don't get the job, whereas there's none of that with apprenticeships. There, you can go in with no idea, no knowledge of the subject at all. And like you've kind of said, like, the teams that you work with are so supportive that they encourage you through that. So that would be my thing, is like, it's your foot in the door, and then you never know where it will take you.
Yeah, taking the first step. That's the big part, isn't it? Thank you, Katie. Lastly, Lauren.
Yeah, I mean, very much similar to Katie and Jake, it's a great opportunity to learn something that you aren't necessarily involved in beforehand. Mm. And it's a really good opportunity to earn and learn at the same time, and the options are endless, so you don't have to be thinking that you have to stay with one set thing. You can go off and do various other things that it opens up for you. So
amazing. Well, I have absolutely loved chatting to you all today. I think you've done a brilliant job for your first podcast. I hope you've enjoyed yourselves.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's been brilliant.
You can tick this off your list now. Add it to your CV. Podcast guest extraordinaire. Thank you so much for helping us shine a light on Apprenticeship Week. We look forward to seeing what happens on the bus in February.
Yeah.
And just good luck, all of you, in all your journeys. It's been amazing to chat to you today.
Thank you.
This podcast was brought to you by Shaping Portsmouth, working to make Portsmouth the number one UK city in which to invest, live, learn, work and visit. To find out more, please visit shapingportsmouth.co.uk. This podcast was supported by Spark Community Space and Portsmouth Community Lottery.